It is time now for WITY Profile, and with me today I have Maryland's Village, and they are having a huge fun fest coming up this coming Saturday. And with me today is Ryan Sowers. He is the founder and CEO of this great organization. Ryan, first off, welcome to the program, and let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening this Saturday.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. We really appreciate any type of shout-out that we can get our hands on, so thank you, Chuck. Yeah, so this coming Saturday, we're having a Fun Fest activity. It's the first one we're ever having. It's going to be at the Fountain County Fairgrounds in Vetersburg, Indiana. And so the way we're doing it is a little bit different. And the model. So adult tickets are $50, but what you get with an adult ticket, you get a kid 12 and under in with you for free, and you get access to everything. So we're having unlimited food, unlimited drinks. We're having bounce houses, games, bingo, all kinds of stuff for kids to play. And we have big game sponsors that have logged on with us to play games that will yield some, hopefully some big money for people. We've got the Center Bank Egg Toss, Terminex Color Roulette, Crown Hill Dentistry Rock, Paper, Scissors Challenge, and the Clark Chevrolet Pickup Sticks games. And so if you're an adult and you win one of those games, you get $250 cash. Teen winner will get $150, and youth winners get $75. So hopefully a day full of unlimited food and games and live music and all kinds of good stuff for everybody.
Well, the nice thing about it is it's a great opportunity for people to come out, and also for the simple fact that it's at Fountain County Fairgrounds. Many people right there in Vetersburg, right there off of 136. If you need to know any more information, we'll talk about that at the end of the program today about how you can get a hold of that. But the main thing is about, this may be your first one, but let's talk a little about Maryland's Village and what it means to the community, both on the Indiana and Illinois state side. What do you guys do? Let's tell a little bit about what it is and kind of how it came about.
Yeah, sure. So Maryland's Village is an adult disability service. And so the way it came about was we've taught in the classrooms for 15 to 20 years. I have Trish Edwards and Kelly Taylor with me. We taught together in special needs for a long time together, and we just saw a real need. You know, once high school ended, we saw a lot of families that were just struggling to find out what to do with their adult child. And so I just made the leap. I stopped my job as the Dean of Students at Covington from the public education side and took a year and started Maryland's Village. And so Maryland's Village is a little bit different, though. It is a non-government aid adult service. And so for our adults, basically what that means is we don't accept any forms of Medicaid government monies. We are all ran, it's all private. And so we operate solely through donors, local grants, local opportunities, and events like Fun Fest to keep us moving forward.
Well, and another thing that we talked about a little bit off the air, not only about the fact that everything is based upon non-government monies, but you guys have a lot of people in the short time you've been around that has stepped up to the plate, businesses, organizations, things like that, that have really jumped up to the cause and helped you guys out.
That has been incredible. Seeing so many people from our area step up in huge ways, whether it's businesses or individuals, both sides of the line, not being Medicaid funded. You know, we have people coming to us and accessing Maryland's Village services from Illinois. And so we have a pretty broad range of villagers that come from us from four different counties. And that's really opened up people's eyes to see like what local communities can do to uphold their own people.
Well, I'm assuming also on Saturday you'll have a lot of information about your organization. Not only will we have a lot of fun on Saturday, but we will also be having some information about Maryland's Village. And back to the Fun Fest, since this is the first one, we've talked a little bit about the money, how to get in, what you're going to be able to get, a little bit about where some of the funds are going to go from Saturday, and then also maybe just a little bit about times and things of that nature.
Anything that comes in from any of our events goes directly to the Maryland's Village operating budget. And so it's not like we're doing anything that I don't think people would be upset with. It's something that we feel so strongly about to do in such a right way, where we just take all the funds that come in, we go straight to our operating budget, and that's genuinely 100% how we stay open and offer the services we do. And so on that day, the gates will open at the fairgrounds at 2:00. Come in, park, bring your lawn chair, bring a little pop-up tent if you'd like, just in case of weather or bright sun, and basically just kind of hang out until 3:00. At 3:00, this is all Eastern Standard Time. At 3:00, you come in, the games will begin. We're going to do a quick announcement session with some information on Maryland's Village, who we are, how we operate, and then about 3:10, 3:15, the floodgates will open and all the unlimited food you can really want. We got Dog Pound Barbecue, Joyful Coffee, Kona Ice, Zeke's Eats and Treats, Callahan Ventures. They're all food trucks of sorts that are coming, and all of that food that they're bringing, like the pulled pork sandwiches and the elephant ears, the corn dogs, the Zeke's Eats donuts, and you name it, anything that is there, once you buy your ticket for $50, that will be free once you're into the event. So if you want to eat until you get sick, have at it. Just make sure it's not in a place where people walk. And so, and then the event is going to go from 3 until 8 Eastern time.
Well, that'll be a lot of fun, of course. And like those of you on the Illinois side, you know that's 2 to 7. So mark your calendars accordingly for that day as far as the time change, because we want to make sure everybody gets that full time frame when they're over at Fun Fest with Maryland's Village coming up this weekend on Saturday the 26th. Now, a couple of other things. Ryan, if people have any questions, they want to know more about this, of course, we've ran through all the options. How do they get a hold of you guys, either on social media or phone, or what's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
We have a Facebook page. We also have a website, marylandsvillage.org. We also have a cafe that operates during the day that our adults help operate. It's open 11 to 2 Eastern time. It's open to the public, so you guys can come in and get some lunch, get a snack or two, and you can see all of our villagers getting after it in there. And you guys can, of course, stop and talk to us as staff in there. We're usually in there every day as well. And so a lot of different ways to get a hold of us, whether through Facebook Messenger or our webpage, marylandsvillage.org, or in person. And our cafe is located at 417 Liberty Street in Covington.
Anytime I look at something that's within about 20 minutes, it's a very easy drive. It's very easy to get to and get the opportunity. Not only if you're not able to make it to Fun Fest this weekend, check out social media. Check out where they're at. Check out all the details they're talking about. This is the first, hopefully, of many for you guys, Ryan. And then, of course, so if people want to know anything about the first couple of years of Maryland's Village, tell them a little about some of the other things. We talked a little bit off air about some things you did in the spring, some things that are going to be planned around the corner. Even though we're focusing today on Fun Fest, you guys have got so many other things you've either done or going to plan to do.
Yeah. So in this previous fall, we had an appreciation dinner for our donors that donated $1,000 or more. We had that in Covington. That was just an awesome time to be around our donors and those people that have really latched on to us. I think we had 31 different organizations or people give $1,000 or more in our first year. And we are already well above that, just halfway through 2025 for this year. So that was an awesome thing. In the springtime, we did a big dinner at the Beef House, a big fundraiser dinner. That was an excellent night. We had about 350 people come to that. It was huge. And then we're looking forward after this one. We're already starting our movement on. We're going to have a little gala dinner at the Beef House. That will be a ticket type of purchase event. We're looking late fall, early winter for that.
And, you know, the one thing about the villagers that I really have respect over the years is I've dealt with organizations such as this, whether it be spotlighting myself at a Christmas party many years ago. And there's just so much intensity. There's so much pleasure. These people get out of it so much more than what maybe even you or I could, because the appreciation factor is so much there. So when you guys at Maryland's Village can give back to them people, it really has to mean good for you and all of your board.
We see Maryland's Village as way more than just, kind of like you mentioned, way more than just one type of person, whether it be a staff member or a volunteer or a villager. We really see Maryland's Village as kind of an organization that brings cohesion to an area of the world that you can all rally around people. Like I said, whether they're a villager, volunteer, staff member, delivery person, whatever it is, like our goal is to really have a place of purpose for everybody, hopefully one day grow into where people from even further than our area know who Maryland's Village is and want to access it in some capacity.
And as we get ready to wrap up here today on the profile, let's run through one more thing. Now, this is, of course, Maryland's Village. It's their first Fun Fest. It's going to be happening at Fountain County Fairgrounds this coming Saturday. Let's tell the people one more time so they get it put in their hearts, put it on their calendars, whatever they want to. Ryan, with what's going to be happening this coming Saturday.
Sure. This Saturday, July 26th at the Fountain County Fairgrounds just outside of Vetersburg from 3 to 8 Eastern time, we have a Fun Fest. And so for an adult ticket at $50, you get a kid, 12 and under, into the event for free with you with that purchase. You also get access to all of our different food vendors, unlimited food you can eat, unlimited games you can play, bingo, kids zones, teen zones, all that good stuff. You can have a chance to play the Center Bank Egg Toss, Terminex Color Roulette, Crown Hill Dentistry Rock Paper Scissors, and Clark Chevrolet Pickup Sticks, all for a chance to win, you know, between $75 and $250, depending on your age. We think it's going to be an awesome event, not just for us, but for the entire community. We're really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And we are so very happy that you allow WITY to be a part of this and spread the word. I think it'll be a great turnout on Saturday. And we always look forward to getting on these community events because this is a big deal. Learning about Maryland's Village, if you didn't get enough about it today, come Saturday, get a chance to listen, get a chance, find one of these great board members. We've got Taylor Powell here, who is the vice president of the board with us today, off mic. But Ryan Sowers, our founder and CEO, is here, and we just met each other just about a week ago and put this all together very, very quickly because of the fact they are in the community. They do need your support. They do need just help from anybody because they don't have that government-funded programs, and that's what this is all about. So come out. It will be a great time for a very little investment to get a lot back and to be able to help a great group. Ryan, thank you so much for taking time out. Good luck this Saturday, and we wish you guys nothing but the best.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck, for having us. We really, truly appreciate it. Thank you.
And that's going to do it for the WITY Profile for this day. I'm Chuck Surgeon on WITY.